Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, crossover time.
RBL Posse.
Gibbs and Willard in the house. What's up, gents?
Hi. Good afternoon.
Yes, sir.
To everybody.
Yeah.
And you look great.
Pumpkin pie.
You look great.
By the way, a little goldenrod, quite frankly.
Honey mustard, honey gustard, they're calling me.
I'm down on the fashion police. Just in general.
So you're, bugging you a couple weeks ago? I went in on Facebook about that.
Yeah, I'll save mine till Friday.
He's rapidly approaching, by the way.
Yeah.
No, but think of the oxymoron that is, the fashion police. To me, fashion is when somebody makes a statement. They got something to say with what they're
not
wearing.
Not trolling, right.
So the fashion police want you to look like everyone else. That's anti-fashion.
Yeah. All right.
So you do you.
All right, there you go.
Do you.
Steiner.
Yeah, Steiner.
Tell him what happened after the... Snitches get stitches.
I love it. Tell him.
What happened?
I was in the weeds today. Baby girl is homesick, so I was running around and doing the daddy thing, so I didn't get a chance to get my normal, 90 minutes of solid Steiny and Goo today.
I just graduated from that. I feel like Jude is
He's 11.
That was 10.
Daddy,
he's 10,
why? But, oh,
but that's that's that age where now if you're sick, you're like, all right, buddy, have a good day here at home by yourself. Lock the door and text me if there's a problem.
Boy.
But we just graduated, so I remember the days that you're in.
Dude, the worst. Oh, and so she's got a runny nose.
There's the whole day.
Runny nose, and I get the tissue, and I want to, help her. And it's Myla, do it. All right, you do it. And so now she smears it all over her face. Everything is Myla, do it. And so it's brutal.
That's
so
awesome.
I didn't get my usual 10 to 2 that I love. Steiny versus Guru.
There was no versus. It was just...
No, it was Steiny versus you guys. Oh, yeah.
Please explain.
We guys.
Can I set the table before you go?
You saw me today. I walked in the room and
I heard that.
Because I'm afraid of you.
Yeah, this.
Well, yeah.
Real quick.
I'm like,
what about the dibber? Third person.
You hung me out to dry, too.
Many times.
He didn't let the story go with Sirianni. He even brought the boss on a text thread. I go, dude, I was with you 4 hours. We're done. He just went on continuing our conversation.
About Sirianni?
Yes, yesterday. It was incredible.
At what point did you admit the disingenuous nature of your point, which got called out by a caller 4 seconds after we started the show yesterday?
See, I missed that.
That's all we're asking for, Steiny. We just want your opinions to actually be yours. Just say what you actually feel.
He's been waiting for
I will tell you what I actually feel.
Speak on it.
So, I feel like Nick Sirianni's name was brought up yesterday, and there was just utter disrespect. He's a fraud. He's a grandstander.
Totally.
He's a phony.
That was mine.
Yeah. He's all those things.
Yep.
He's all those things.
He's a joke.
Okay. And I was like, that's just like a Philly fan saying, Kyle Shanahan's a choke artist, can't win the big one, gets lemon booty in the big games, and has no clock management skills.
Yes, I disagree completely, which is not
really
going to shock you. Yes, because what you just brought up were three football criticisms.
And
we brought up about Sirianni, in my opinion,
are
personality coaching flaws.
Right.
Okay? And to me, I stated this. We started it on the crossover. We finished it on our own show.
Kyle's arrogant.
No. They're both arrogant.
Sure.
I don't mind arrogance, but my point is leadership. A leader like Fred Warner. That was the example I gave. Justin Jefferson's flying down the field. Fred Warner is asked about it after the game, and Fred says, that's on me. We all know damn well it's not on Fred. Mm. But a leader grabs his people and shields them when things are bad. And a leader, when things are good, shoves them out front. Nick does the opposite. When things are good, he runs to midfield and spits. And when things are bad, I don't know, he like hides in Big Dom's shirt. That's what I don't like about Sirianni. Well, it's not about play
call. I got plenty of room in my shirt.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Nobody argues Sirianni's resume.
Because by any objective measure, he is off to a better start in Philly than Kyle was in San Francisco.
Better start?
First 3 years.
What he inherited.
He inherited a 4-11-1 team.
Yeah. Kyle inherited a team that was 2-14.
Okay. And Sirianni's team was 2 years removed from a championship. Mm.
I'm giving you facts.
That's like saying someone from the projects and someone from Beverly Hills are off to similar starts.
Well,
no, they're not.
Well, Sirianni inherited a 4-11-1 team. What do you mean?
Because you're spotlighting that year.
Right.
He had a team that had talent on it. The Niners had Bubkiss. That's what I'm saying.
It's almost not the same starting block.
Okay. It's not. Objectively,
you're laughing at a guy who's 1-0 against Shanahan in the postseason.
Right.
I get it.
Absurd thing to say.
It's a fact.
Oh, my God.
It is a fact.
His quarterback's arm fell off.
Because maybe the Eagles dominated
four of those plays, huh? Dominant performance.
No, I'm just saying, you're calling a guy a fraud these things.
You don't want to talk about what they did head-to-head when they both had players last year in the first week of December? You don't want to talk about that game in their building embarrassed and never played good again?
His record is got a 67% winning percentage.
Yeah, but see, that's...
If it were Kyle Shanahan, you would use that against somebody. No, that's all I'm saying.
Sirianni's lost 7 of 9.
He's lost 7 of 9.
Okay.
And actually, if you would listen to the criticisms we're giving, none of them, at no point say, this is a terrible winning percentage coach.
Right.
I never said that.
Right.
I think he is a poor leader, and you're seeing it.
Okay, I'm just telling you
a bunch of examples that had nothing to do with the standings. Mm.
Well, exactly. Dismissing the most important part of coaching, to win.
Except for these leadership problems have led them to do what after they were 10-1 last year?
7 of 9.
Not win.
Okay, yeah. so they're going through a dry spell right now. And they may end up firing him at the end of the year.
With the starting quarterback is eroding as we move forward.
And I would argue that there is a similarity between the way Kyle Shanahan handled Jimmy Garoppolo, and they had a falling out over the course of 2 years where they lost respect for each other and something wasn't on, they weren't together. And right now, Sirianni is dealing with the same thing with Jalen Hurts. Let's see how it plays out.
This feels a lot more intense than that, number one. And secondarily, that's
Hurst
hard to
and
say.
Jimmy when, are,
yeah, Jalen Hurts.
Light years apart from.
Agreed.
Jalen Hurts is harder to coach than Jimmy Garoppolo.
That's an opinion. I don't know how provable that is.
Why would you say that?
Because Jalen Hurts thinks he's better than he is, according to my guys in Philadelphia. Like, he's not at the level that he thinks he's at.
What your guys are putting at the doorstep on Hurts, basically saying that, is what we're doing with Sirianni. Like he said, it's not football. I can't argue his resume. He comes across, and it's my prerogative, as a phony.
Bobby Brown. Okay.
That's all. Disingenuous. That's all. And that's when his mic game and everything that he does. And now you talk about leadership or lack thereof in their locker room. That starts at the doorstep of the coach. And I'm starting to think some of the players are sniffing it out. And now they're like, it might cost him his game.
And I wonder if the breakup happens like it did here, who Philadelphia chooses. It feels like...
They'll choose Hurts.
Exactly. Right. But here, they chose Kyle Shanahan.
Man.
I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that Garoppolo people were ready to move off him anyway.
Right.
Because of his injury and his play.
And I don't think that they're ready to move off Hurts similarly, because Hurts is showing more than what Sirianni's showing in terms of staying power. And only time will tell. If Philly winds up 10-7, you know, 9-8, then Sirianni loses his gig, but they're going to keep Hurts because he's got a long-term deal.
Yeah, the organization has already told you what they think of Nick Sirianni. They hired two new coordinators.
Man.
They hired two new coordinators after a year where you were 10-1 and went to the playoffs. That's telling, the organization is telling the coach right there, we're going to flank you with two people who with unbelievable resumes in this league to come in here and handle what you're supposed to be doing.
All right. I texted my guys back in Philly about Sirianni. All right. And I thought they were going to kill him. I thought they were going to absolutely kill him. Here's what my guy said. And I he's doing what he can. It's tough. It's tough to win when you're surrounded by a bum GM and an inept starting quarterback. Yesterday was not his fault. I would not go to bat for the guy, but we've got much bigger issues than Sirianni. The entire team has tricked themselves into thinking they're just as good as they were 2 years ago. That's far from the case.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one person's opinion.
GM who led you to the Super Bowl 2 years ago, right?
Well, it's wild.
And brought in Saquon Barkley.
So I'm supposed to look at a roster, which, I mean, I know that Hassan Reddick's not there anymore, but let's look from Carter on the defensive line to Jalen Hurts to A.J. Brown to Devontae Smith and Saquon Barkley. We're looking at that roster, and now we're going to put Nick Sirianni in a snuggie because he doesn't have what he needs around him.
No.
That's laughable.
What I was
your,
what I'm
your
saying
boy's
is,
opinion stinks.
What I would tell you right
you can
now.
Let him know I said that.
What
too.
I would okay, and yeah. You would know Philly better than him.
No, I don't.
But the issue.
But my emotions are not involved with the Eagles like his are.
No, they are because that's why you don't like Sirianni because you hate the Eagles.
I don't hate the Eagles.
Now you said that has a lot to do with it yesterday.
Right.
Right. But so, but here's my point.
No, no.
I'll bet you if you
you're
ask Philly,
me,
if you ask my buddies who see every Eagles game, I'll bet you they say we'd rather have Purdy than Hurts.
Of course.
They don't and I'm think not, Hurts is all that.
And maybe they have something there.
Okay.
I don't know what the overall fan feeling is on that. I do think it's interesting that you sat at the summit 2 weeks ago and told fans that they don't matter, and now these four people in Philadelphia are like the ultimate scenario.
Do you think I was serious when I said that?
Do you think
summit?
I'm serious now?
I don't know.
Anyway.
I don't know.
It's on the record.
Yeah, like I get it. You know, Philadelphia fan is emotional in a different way. Every fan base is emotional about their own group, and Jalen Hurts has become sort of the center focus for a lot of Eagles fans. And I get that. I don't think he's a perfect quarterback. I think that his numbers have been tucked into fantasy football. We've elevated him because he does 1 yard rushes into the end zone really well. And he was the second scoring fantasy quarterback. So we all think he's elite. I don't necessarily think he's elite, but Dibs is damn right. I know who I'd pick if I had to pick between him and the head coach. I wouldn't even think about that for 4 seconds. I know which one's more talented.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. No, I appreciated you acknowledging yesterday.
But you're
the biggest reason why you come down Sirianni's road, it's because you guys don't like Philly.
No, you moved the goalpost.
No, that's what you said.
No, I love Philly.
That was me.
Oh, you don't like Philly fans or something.
I hate Philly.
You can aim
that my way. I root against Philly with all my heart because I hate Philly.
Okay.
And it has nothing to do with you.
No,
it has
fine.
To do exclusively right. with
Starting
Philly fans. And, you know, what they did to Bonte and Joe only added to it. Philly fan thinks that they're so hard and we're such great fans. Your teams, they stink. Your teams don't win and you get angry. And I think partly why your teams don't win is because of the way you treat them. And as human beings, when you know that your fan base is always down on you and every little mistake, like right now, Saquon Barkley, how does he feel about being a Philadelphia Eagle where, yeah, he made a mistake, he owned up to it, and he got buried yesterday. That's Philly fan in a nutshell.
Well, he should get buried. He dropped the wide open ball.
Right. How about you bury the offensive coordinator for calling a play that didn't need to be called? And yeah, Saquon dropped the ball, but what did Saquon do the week before?
Oh, he was the mayor. When he got
was
the
mayor.
Touchdowns.
And now Philly fans going to turn on you?
Right.
That's Philly fan in a nutshell.
No, you have every right to
think
that.
They booed Michael Irvin as he laid down there.
Thank you for allowing me to think what I want to think.
And I appreciate the acknowledgement. Yes. That colors your judgment of their coach.
It doesn't color my judgment.
Sure it does.
It is my judgment.
Okay, fair.
And it doesn't color my judgment of their quarterback, because their quarterback's going to be there after their coach, rah-rah Nick Sirianni, who is a fraud. When he's exposed even further and he's gone.
He's been exposed.
They'll find somebody else to come in there and go 10-7 and, you know, gag it away in the playoffs again. That's what Philly does.
They were 10-1, Steiny, and collapsed.
You want to compare it to Kyle Shanahan, and one of the points I made yesterday is here's what you could never, no matter if you love Kyle, hate Kyle, or anywhere in between, here's one thing you've never heard anyone say about Kyle Shanahan with his tenure with the 49ers, and that is that the locker room's all messed up. And
that's
the
gauge.
And Nick Sirianni's been here now. This is year four, two games in, and a halfway. A.J. Brown can't stop screaming at people. Wow. His quarterback and him don't like each other. He's had an assistant who doesn't even have a job get thrown off of the sideline. Like everything, you've had two new coordinators now already get brought in so that they can call plays over your head. The whole thing is just clear to see, whether you cover the team or not. He has not been able to conduct a locker room, which to me is as big of a part of coaching as whether you run or pass on first down.
Right. And all that is fair.
Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
Why are we completely ignoring he's been to the postseason the 3 years he's coached? He went to a Super Bowl a year ago. Like, that his winning percentage is, he's 35-18 in 3 years. You got to acknowledge that.
I acknowledge it, but then my other question would be, why is he then perceived to be on the hot seat?
I'm not saying
35-18, yet the talk coming into the year was, oh my God, Sirianni better do well this year or else. And he was 35-18.
Stock up or stock down?
Because
what direction is it going right now?
Because he's in a situation now like Don Nelson was in with Chris Webber, apparently.
Right.
Well, I disagree with that. Well, I mean, like, I just disagree with that.
Why?
That's why they're blowing games, because of his relationship with Hurts.
Well, that's what you just said. You said the locker room's a mess.
Yeah. Wait, it's bigger than just Hurts.
Wait, you guys just cited that the coach and the quarterback are butting heads.
That was one of five examples.
Okay, and I'm just saying
that doesn't mean you're going to lose a football game. There's defense. There's special teams.
Why is it going down, Steiny?
Why is what going down?
The stock of what he's doing.
7-9 games.
Is going down.
Mean,
you go from Super Bowl loss
to 10-1.
First round out. Now we're blowing games in the fourth quarter and week two.
That's what we're asking.
Why is it going?
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity.
where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Going down.
That's your perception.
No, you're saying it's a results-based deal. He's lost seven of nine. That's going down.
Okay.
And he's going down.
Okay. All right.
You're not going to acknowledge that? He was in the Super Bowl 2 years ago. Now he's lost seven of
nine? I'm just telling you that the guys who watch the team back in Philadelphia they are overrated.
Great.
As the team is overrated.
Philadelphia fans think a lot of things.
Okay. Well, that's all I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm just, it's like a Philly fan picking three things out about Kyle Shanahan not giving him credit for all the successes that he's had.
Yeah, but again, the comparison that you tried to make, you tried to jump directly to like X's and O's stuff.
Well, if you
want to, we're not talking X's and O's stuff, except for the play on Monday night, which was a total X's and O's gaffe.
And I would say that if you want to go like that route, it would be like a Philly fan saying, "Yeah, Kyle Shanahan's arrogant." Well, that's just the same as saying Nick Sirianni is not a leader.
Kyle is arrogant.
Okay. So it would just be like if those were the only traits brought up about Kyle Shanahan.
I just don't see it that way.
Okay.
I don't see it that way. Nick Sirianni, you get credit for what your resume says.
He doesn't.
No,
I'm getting at.
No, but I'm also not one of these folks who's going to blindly give all of the credit or all of the blame to a coach and a quarterback. I don't think because he went to the Super Bowl 2 years ago, that was all Nick.
No.
The same way nothing is all Kyle or all Brock or all Jalen. So, yeah, great. He gets credit for that. What would you like to hear? He gets credit
for
that.
Admit it's turbulence he's fighting for his life.
I don't know that. Mm. And, like, what if Barkley catches that ball? Like, it's one play. And I get it. That's the nature of football. But one play, they could be 2-0.
I was totally teed off at Sirianni well before the play, just so you know.
I know.
Yeah.
Because he's from Philly.
And I'm not letting Steiny get jumped, Horace Bird. I just don't agree with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About what?
They're saying I'm letting you get jumped, but I agree with the guys, so it's just 3-on-1.
Yeah.
Horace Bird said I'm not helping
he's
you.
He's a grown man.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Stop it.
I get it.
Is the ultimate Steiny.
Dude, they're all season ticket holders.
I get it.
Do you think you know more about Philly than my season ticket holder friends?
Can I just tell you something, Steiny? All the teams are my team. The internet has changed the game. Steiny, stop. We watch everything. We watch these shows. Every team is my team.
You
the days of being in a city and you're privy to more information than the people that are in different states is over, bud.
Let me ask you now.
Wake up.
You know more.
Information is readily available now than it's ever been.
You know more about the Philadelphia Eagles than their season ticket holders.
Why are you asking it that way?
Because he just said he did.
No one's saying that they know more.
He just said it.
No one's saying they know more.
Yes.
No. Man. We all have an opinion.
Right.
And everybody's entitled to it.
Right.
And
the Sirianni situation is playing out in public, bud.
My season ticket holder friends think the team is overrated.
That's an opinion.
You guys disagree with
that. Watching a different game that we're not privy to. We're watching the said game.
You don't watch 17 Eagles games.
Have built an entire show.
Oh, my goodness.
On the emotionally involved fans not knowing what they're talking about.
And what do you mean?
You've built your entire platform on telling the fans of this station that they're fans. Their opinion is shaded by their emotion. You do it every day.
Okay.
I do sometimes too.
Right.
And now these four dudes on your phone.
It's more than four, Mark.
Is it six?
Well,
do you got? Like now highway to the Eagles?
Yes, I consider them highly knowledgeable
season ticket holders.
Right.
So there are, by nature, emotionally involved.
Right.
Which does not make them no more.
Right.
It makes them more heartstring attached.
And you are the same way with your team.
Of course.
Okay. Then
who's arguing that?
You just made my point.
No, I didn't.
Yes.
No.
Yes, because Nick Sirianni, you got something because of Philadelphia.
No, you're telling us that our opinion about Nick Sirianni is ill-informed, and it's not.
Wait,
it's not.
Say that again?
You're telling us that our opinion about Nick Sirianni is ill-informed.
No, I'm not. I'm saying it's not. You don't know as much as Philly season ticket holders.
I disagree. This isn't about what we know.
All right.
This is about what we feel and what we see and the different perspectives we come from.
From 3,000 miles away.
I don't care. Yeah, who cares how many miles? What is he, you guys live in Nick's bedroom or something?
No.
They're not there either. Your friends are not there. They're not in the locker room. They're not in the GM's office. They don't know what the hell happened inside those hallways more than we know what happens inside the Niners hallways.
Do you know? Do you know more?
You're here. Do you know what John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan talked about with Brandon Ayuk 2 weeks ago?
I know a hell of a lot more about the Niners than I do about any other team in football.
You know, automatically, you know more. David Lombardi splits time between here and halfway across the country. Does he know more?
I just said I know more about the Niners than any other team in football, but you know more than Eagles fans who watch every single game and have been to every game for 10 years.
You keep using the word no, and no one's saying they know.
No, you are.
No, I'm not.
You have a better sense of Sirianni than Philly.
Look at me. Okay. I'm telling you what I feel. I'm not telling you what I know. I'm telling you what I think.
No, you
I'm telling you what I feel. No, I don't.
That Sirianni is a certain way.
You can see it on the sidelines, Steiny.
So you do know.
That's what I know.
You know.
And I also know based on the behavior of the people around him, which is a big determining factor in my opinions. The people around him. The people around him. That's all. Yeah. That's what I feel. I'm not telling you I'm an Eagles expert. Who said that?
Yeah, but like, you know.
Why are you leaving?
Because it's 2:12.
Okay.
You know, just. Goo, you do not know more about Philadelphia than my Eagles season ticket holder.
Willard and DFC, if I can just add one thing.
I don't know. It's not about what you know. It's about what you feel. And you're allowed to feel and think whatever you feel and think. You don't have to watch every snap.
Right.
So you can feel what you feel. I have a certain feeling about Mike McCarthy in Dallas, and I have a certain feeling about
about
Bryce Young in Carolina, and I have
major
these feelings.
Point is
these
feelings are based on where you live and who team you root for.
That's
on the hot seat.
That's wrong.
That denies him. I don't know if he's on the hot seat.
Everybody knows.
You don't know what my feelings are based on.
He's on the hot seat.
You told me. You said what your feelings were based on in Philly.
You don't gotta be in Philly to know he's on the hot seat.
Okay, he's on the hot seat.
But why is it like pulling teeth to get you to say that?
Because I actually really don't know if he's on the hot seat.
And I wonder why you're suddenly caping up for Philly. Because you've never really been an Eagles fan.
No, that's right. Because the way you guys laugh at Nick Sirianni and make a jerk out of him and call him a fraud. You would never do that with Kyle Shanahan or anybody in the Bay.
It's totally different.
You just don't.
Man.
You
don't.
False. You obviously don't listen to Tudor Six a lot.
No, come on, man.
Get your muff. If we leave, take your muff with you.
What station are you leaving? Yeah,
95.7 The Game.
Oh, damn.
I'm John Aran, Pucks sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.